If you've ever watched television, you've probably heard something like this. Ask your doctor if taking this medication is right for you. Well, the University at Buffalo wants older adults to start asking their doctors if stopping certain medications is right for them.
We hear always about the benefits, and people talk about the benefits, but we don't hear as much information about what the harms are for medication.
Dr. Ranjit Singh and other UB physicians and pharmacists are working to reduce the number of pills older adults are taking. Nearly 40% of older Americans take 5 or more medications. According to Harvard researchers, taking so many medications at once, often called polypharmacy, can lead to cascading side effects, dangerous drug interactions, and even unnecessary death. For years, UB has shared the story of Alice Brennan, the 88-year-old Lockport woman who was being given 26 prescription drugs, including a muscle relaxant considered dangerous for older adults, before she died of infections she got while hospitalized. They usually present the story to medical students, warning the next generation of doctors to think carefully about how much they're prescribing older patients. But this fall, for the first time, they've also presented the story directly to older patients, hoping they'll advocate for themselves by asking doctors more questions about the medications they're taking.
So if somebody comes in, you make sure they do the right patient check with the right meds to make sure that...
That's Alice's daughter, Mary Brennan Taylor. She leads the presentations about her mom, including a recent one for older adults, at the Cheektowaga Senior Center.
Part of the effort is to not only work with healthcare providers, but also is to empower patients to really take control of their health and to really feel comfortable questioning physicians about medications. Is this really necessary? What if I don't take this particular medication?
UB has dubbed their deprescribing efforts Team Alice, in memory of Alice Brennan. They've even produced some videos with the cartoon Alice, who directly shares her story with older adults.
Hi, I'm Alice. I'm here to tell you about new medications and what you should know about the risks.
They hope to place them in doctors' offices and share them with other deprescribing groups across the country. They say you should ask your doctor about stopping certain medications you no longer need and ask about alternatives to medication, like physical therapy. If you are prescribed something, they recommend checking out the BEERS criteria, a list of medications deemed unsafe for older adults. Above all, they recommend older adults be on guard and take charge. That's something easier said than done. Patients, especially older ones, don't always feel comfortable questioning their doctors.
And I don't think that's something that you grow up learning to do.
That's Wayne Sorrentino, a 69-year-old retired Navy commander who attended the recent Cheektowaga presentation.
You know, this is a medical professional. You're going to this doctor. You're paying him to take care of you. So if you start questioning everything he does for you, why the heck are you there?
He's had concerns about meds he's been prescribed, like the painkiller codeine.
So many times I've had prescriptions filled, read the side effects and said, no, I don't want this stuff.
Dr. Singh understands Sorrentino and other older adults' hesitation to talk with their doctors, but says most physicians are open to questions.
The culture in medicine is changing. Physicians and other prescribers are much more willing to have a more active dialogue with their patient, and the paternalistic approach of the past is more or less gone away. And I think providers appreciate the patient viewing themselves as equal partners in their care rather than just taking orders from their doctor.
Brennan Taylor says doctors bear responsibility, but with U.S. pharmaceuticals being a nearly $500 billion industry, it may ultimately be up to patients to shift the tide to less meds.
You know, I think patients really need to be able to, you know, step up and say, hey, wait a minute. You know, polypharmacy is not going to be on my watch. This is not something that I'm willing to accept.
Tom Dinke, WBFO News.